Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And now, let's meet the American League All-Stars. Infielder Ron Coomer.
Ron Coomer.
Ron Coomer.
Guy who grew up on the south side of Chicago and was a Cubs fan. It's like taking your life in your hands.
You know he's a tough guy.
That's right.
Radio analyst for your Chicago Cubs.
Wrigley Field is shaking right now. Unbelievable.
1999 All-Star.
Coomer. Coomer.
The Coom Dog.
Swing and a miss and the Cubs win the ballgame. Win number 92.
Now you look around Wrigley Field and you see hundreds, if not thousand, W flags around the ballpark. Fans singing and dancing and hanging out. There's nothing like Wrigley Field.
Ron Coomer.
Throw a few bucks down. You know, Coomer's always got cash on him. You know, Coomer.
He does. I know. He totally always has cash on him.
I know.
As Max just said, let me water down the infield.
Yeah.
Throw those 20s around if need be.
I remember Coomer just, you know, busting out a $100 bill, give it to the server and say, here, just take care of us.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
This is great. Having the opportunity to talk with Ron Coomer as the Cubs get ready to play some playoff baseball. We will have the game, the only local call. We'll have pregame starting tomorrow at 1:30. Before that, Raheemy Harris and Grody are going to be at Gallagher Way. That's going to be outstanding. And then we're going to have Cubs versus Padres. And you're going to be able to hear Pat and Ron on the call. Ron Coomer now joining us here on the Circa Las Vegas hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, if you want to come and hang out here at Stadium Swim. Coom, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. This time of year is such a special thing. Like, you've seen so many baseball seasons. Is it still special for you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me on, guys. It's you're still standing in Vegas, so that's a positive. Still going strong, so that's good.
Not by much, buddy.
We're hanging on by a thread, Coom.
I'm sure. I understand. We've all been there. It's okay. You know, if you're just hanging on, you're doing good. You're way above most people that have been there all weekend. But yeah, it is very special, as we all know. I mean, I don't think baseball, because of all of my years of being in it, you know, I mean, I signed in 87. So I've been in professional baseball since 1987, and I don't think it ever gets old to be in big games, whether it was the minor leagues and playing in playoff games, the big leagues playing in playoff games, broadcasting big league games or playoff games. And Pat and I've been able to do a bunch in our 12 years. It never gets old. It never gets, you know, like ho-hum. Tomorrow I'll be excited as hell. I'll be nervous going into the broadcast. I'm already, you know, today's been a day of reading about the Padres because we haven't played them since April. So you're just getting my bearings with them and what to expect from them. And it's fun. This is why we do this all this time and all these years. And this year, all these games is to play playoff baseball.
So what'd you learn about the Padres as you're reading there, Coom? It's weird because the OPS numbers against say they're not as good against lefties, but I look at that lineup and like, well, Machado is pretty good. That's a righty. Tatis is pretty good. Like that's a righty. They got Bogarts they got some ballers on that team.
No, they do. They're a very good team. They you know, I mean, when you look at their, you know, especially the two guys in particular, when you look at Tatis and Machado, you know, you instantly think, well, they're a left-handed killer, and they can be. But it's the other part of the lineup that, you know, when you start looking and you go, well, they feature a lot of left-handed hitters usually in their lineup. So, you know, you try to, if you can say this, minimalize the damage between those two guys and try to make some of those other guys beat you if you get a left-hander on the bump. So, you know, those are all theories. You can take all that crap and throw it right out the window come playoff time, no, because, you know, all these numbers and all this stuff, and you don't know who's going to be the guy that – I was talking about this morning with somebody, just not on the air, but just in general with friends. And I said, you don't know when you have two teams and you got a bunch of young guys that are playing and haven't been around the playoff baseball lot, you don't know who the guy is, who those guys are that turns into Derek Jeter, that turns into that. Who are those guys? So you don't know that yet. So, the you know, all these numbers and that, you just don't know which guy's going to be the guy that steps up and becomes the playoff Mr. October, Mr. November type of player for your team.
Well, that's interesting to think about. What young Cubs could you imagine rising to the moment that is presented to them starting tomorrow?
Well, I would say if you take the hot guys right away, I think Nico Hoerner stands out big time to me. He's a guy that's been, you know, incredibly hot the last month. Michael Bush, to me, seems like he is just turning himself into this all-star caliber player, both offensively, defensively. You know, you don't even, you know, Michael's one of those guys. He's got 34 bombs, guys. He's hitting leadoff, but he's got 90 ribbies. I mean, hitting leadoff most of the year. He's one of those people. Is it going to be a Dansby? Is Tuck going to turn into the Tucker we saw for 2.5 months early in the year, and is he going to take off like we know he's capable of? Pete Crow Armstrong, you know, he's one of those people. He loves all this attention and all of that, and the heightened part of the game. Is Pete going to be that guy? The other person, you know, and I think there's other guys too that are kind of quiet. I think Matthew's perfect for game one. If that's, you know, if you don't have Horton, I think Matthew's perfect for this role. The other guy that I'm looking forward to seeing pitch, and he hasn't been pitching great as of late, is Shota. Shota's another guy that he knows what this is all about. And I would expect a little extra adrenaline from him and seeing what he can bring. I got a feeling he's gonna be really good come postseason.
Coom, what's it been like watching this Boyd story? Because it's amazing. And we had a chance to talk to him after he was named an All-Star. And Spieg's kind of built up a relationship with him in spring training. And this is a guy that he really loves being a Cub. And considering everything else that he's been through, to see it all come together for him in an All-Star appearance and now being a Game 1 starter is amazing.
Yeah, it's a great baseball story. It is. It's a story of, you know, a guy that's a really talented player that all of a sudden, you know, gets like a lot of guys do, a lot of us. We get hit with the injury bug, right? And next thing you know, you're trying to fight your way back just to get to the big leagues and be able to put a big league uniform on and perform. And he did it last year a little bit and was able to get into the playoffs and pitch some, did very well, but very short sample size, and the Cubs rolled the dice on him. and brought him in. And you talk about rewarding a franchise for you know, taking a shot at you. And he's been great. There's two things about him. One, I think he's really healthy this year. He knows how to get big league hitters out with his stuff, right? That's a big statement, because some guys, they pitch to what the league says you're supposed to do. Then there are other guys that go, this is what I do. I'm really good at this. So if I do this, I'm going to be successful. That to me is Boyd. The other thing about him and Spiegs, if you got a relationship with Matthew, you know this as well as anybody. You couldn't meet a nicer human being. There's not a nicer person on the planet. So when you start looking at guys that you hope do real well, he's at the top of the list.
He is, Coom, and he's, you know, his grandfather was a Cubs fan, and he talked about it, and he feels it. And I think of you, man. You grew up as a Cub fan, and getting to do the games is like you know what that feels like on some level, to have that deeper emotional resonance. I hope he can keep those emotions in check. He seems pretty good at it, but that can be hard in the playoffs.
I think it is. It is definitely difficult, but I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing to have emotions and adrenaline. You know, as a player, I think you talk about it more as adrenaline than you do emotions. I think, you know, the emotional part comes during the national anthem, let's say, where, you know, all of a sudden you got this, you're listening to Johnny Vincent and you got this couple minutes of going, all these things flash through your brain come playoff time, like your dad and your grandfather and the Little League coaches and the people that have made an impact. Then all of a sudden you take the field, and then it's adrenaline and dealing with the adrenaline. I think the adrenaline rush for Matthew tomorrow is going to be big, and I think he's one of those people that's going to be able to use it well to his advantage.
Coom, we've seen ups and downs from Pete Crow Armstrong, but it ends in a 30-30-30 season for him, the only Cub to ever do that.
Right.
What do you think is important on how he kind of found himself again after going into that valley once we got to about August? How did he find himself?
He started trusting his swing a little bit and not, I think there were, he probably put a little pressure on himself to get to, you know, you see that 30 number of home runs, and it's such a special number for major league players to hit 30 home runs in the league, to hit 300 in the league, to have 100 RBIs in the league. Those are all big numbers. And, you know, his game, if he never hits 30 home runs again in a season, that's fine. He affects the game in so many ways that if he is a 25 home run guy or a 20 home run guy or a 40 home run guy, he affects the game so much. He hit two balls the night that he scored. This is when I knew, I'm like, all right, Pete Crow Armstrong is being back to being that igniter guy for this offense. He hit two ground balls the other way in the infield. One was an error. One was a base hit. He scored from second on a wild pitch. He made the other team throw the ball away. And I'm like, that is him. See, what the other teams are scared to death of about him is those plays. Him hitting a ball in the seats, sure. Anybody can do that, come, you know, at any time. But, boy, when you are a disruptor for the whole team, the pitcher, the defense, and you disrupt the opposing team, that has effect, man. It's you know, it's like hitting a three-run homer. It really is, because now all of a sudden they're playing on their heels and they're trying not to make a mistake. Their infielders were a mess after that. Him hitting the ball the other way, I think, is going to be crucial to at least having the approach of left center. And if they make a mistake, he'll be able to hit the ball to right. But sticking to that approach is going to be very good, and that's what got him back on track.
Can't resist asking Coom about one more hitter. Seiya Suzuki, National League Player of the Week. After five homers this week, Coom, an OPS of like 1.4 or something. How did he refine the power stroke? Because, boy, that was a long drought.
Yeah, you know, there's a few things that Seiya. One, I always hope when he steps to home plate, he's aggressive. Be a hitter first, I like when he swing first, walk second. Don't be the guy that's always trying to push your at bat into the 3-2 count. I like when he's up there. If he's going to get a good pitch to hit the first couple pitches of the at bat, because teams know that he takes early in the count. When he's swinging early, he's going to do well. So I really like him being aggressive swinging. He's one of the stronger guys. When he puts the barrel of the bat on a baseball, there's no park holds him. So, you know, he's hit some really monstrous home runs. So I just like him to be swinging early in the at bat. And he's been doing that lately. He's been getting some pitches. Hit a curveball the other day for a home run. He hit a fastball 2 or 3 days ago for a home run. So those are good things for the Cubs.
Coom, enjoy playoff baseball. We can't wait to hear you and Pat and Zach. We can't wait, man. It's going to be so great, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes today.
Absolutely, boys. Be safe there in Las Vegas. Enjoy the – when do you guys come home? Tomorrow?
Tonight.
No, we're all leaving tonight.
I'm going to venture to say – none of you will see the plane take off. You'll all be sleeping by then.
That's a really good bet.
And I do have a stack of hundreds that I would bet on that.
Oh, there you go. And the question is if I can rally tomorrow to make it to the ballpark for pregame. Good luck, everybody.
I'll be seeing you guys tomorrow afternoon. Yes, just get out of bed, please, and try the coffee. That it always works, bro. See you, boys.
Thanks, Coop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.